will be crowned, and the word goes around from father to son to son.
はじめまして、ファザトゥーさんにようこそ。キチナン渡るの最高ラディオ番組よろしくお願いします。 I'm Ben.
I'm Barb.
I'm Gary, and this is David.
It's a tongue that keeps us together, and can make our love last forever. Kissing or talking is better. It helps to get us through the nasty weather. You gotta talk about things together.Cook a meal to get the glandulars wetter. Cause I can't think of anything better to take your mind off whatever upset her. It's a tone that keeps us together and can make a love last forever. Kissing or talking is better, helps to get us through the nasty weatherGet those two tongues together. A wet marinade of salted leather is a secret of keeping it together. It's a tongue that keeps us together.
You're listening to the Father to Son Show on Radio Tokyo. No, not really. That was just Ben speaking Japanese because that's what he likes to do in his spare time. But really, that was David Celia from his album Double Mind 2015 and the song Tongues. David Celia is the guitar player for the band Zuffalo, who we saw last weekend. Ben, do you remember they played that song? Mm-hmm. That was the second song they played.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to see the Zuffalo concert last weekend, and it blew our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about, literally, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, a warm welcome, a warm father-to-son welcome to Ben, the son in father-to-son. Ben, how you doing?
I am good.
That's good. Thanks for doing that Japanese intro. That was really amazing. That was so cool.
No problem.
And tell, so what's with the Japanese?
Well, it's a language, and it's spoken, so I thought I'd speak a bit.
And you are learning Japanese?
Yes.
At the University of Waterloo. You're taking it as a minor?
Yeah.
And Well, tell us a little bit about it. Is it hard to learn? Would you like to go to Japan someday? Like, what's up with the Japanese?
Well, I like the language. I like the culture.
Well, you studied karate, so is that what got you
kind
of into it a little bit, the culture the history of...
Yeah, the history of everything.
And so you that kind of sparked an interest.
Yeah.
And then that led to studying the language.
Yep.
And how's that going? Is it difficult?
It takes a lot of time. Like, I think the language rules are pretty straightforward, but just remembering all of the nouns, like, just remembering all useful words for any language is probably the hardest part about it.
Is it?
Yeah. Because you can, you know, rules for where verbs go and how the sentence works, you can remember that after doing it enough times, but you have to remember all the different words that you need to actually make a sentence. I think that's the hardest part, but yeah. And then I'm going to apply to University of Tokyo to hopefully maybe do graduate studies there.
Okay, and that leads us to your primary area of study, which is mathematics and physics.
Yes.
And you're doing some work at the Center for Quantum Research.
Institute Did I get that? For Quantum Computing.
Oh, I never get that right. IQC. Okay. Well, we're going to talk a little more about that, quantum research and physics in general, and maybe even the Nobel Peace Prize.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But first, let's listen to Flowers from Felix on CKMS 102.7 FM. It's the Father to Son Show. We hope you're having an awesome Saturday afternoon, starting out the weekend with us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Father to Son Indie Music Show. That was Big Man by Zuffalo. And before, it was Flowers by the artist Felix, a.k.a. Eric Vanier. And he's the drummer, by the way, for Zuffalo.
Yes, very impressive stuff by the band Felix, which is the solo project of Eric Vanier, as you mentioned, the drummer for Zuffalo. Felix is a music project created by Eric Vanier for an outlet of free expression, collaboration, and bound to no genre, only taste. So he says that it's a look into his thoughts and creative mindset. Genre blending on every track, indie, jazz, funk, rock, no rules, and again, only taste. Yeah, really, really super creative stuff by Eric Vanier, the drummer for Zuffalo, who we saw last weekend. And Barb, did you want to comment on the Zuffalo show?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us, what did you like most about the show?
Well, the band, of course. I always want to, when I see a band, I want to be right up there in the front, and I had great views.
Yeah, we fought our way to the front, and eventually we got there. Yeah, we had to kill a couple people to get there,
you know,
step on a couple of heads.
And, I mean, I just love watching them play, and it, like perfection, you know, it's just, I'm amazed at how talented these people are.
And what about the other show that was going on?
Oh, you mean the Jesus Christ Superstar show?
Of course, with Zuffalo, there's always a psychedelic atmosphere.
Yes.
The room is filled with smoke and haze, and they love putting
laser
on a show.
Lights and
but the people, people who follow the band.
Oh, wow.
They come out and they put on a show like... What would you say?
I couldn't believe the way the beautiful dancing, like just right in front of me, literally right in front of me. I had front row seats to this.
And
I just don't, the moves.
It was some kind of carefree hippie thing going on.
They had their sandals on and everything.
Long
hair.
It was quite interesting, and very, very, very cool atmosphere, and very friendly atmosphere, too.
They were all hugging each other.
I've never been to a place where so many people have come up and talked to me. Even Ben, you had a couple of people come up and talk to you, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a couple of people come up and talk to me. They were just like...
Just being friendly and asking where you were from and how you...
Hey, what's up with you? I was like, I didn't think we were doing this.
Of course, we did have a chance to meet up with the band before the show, which was kind of the intention of the show because it was a CKMS-sponsored event. And Ben, you went back with me backstage, you and Caleb, and what a warm, friendly atmosphere. Yeah, it just a super friendly people. Like I mentioned in the write-up I did, like I felt like I was, like they were coming to see me. Like I was the star of the show. That's how... And you find that with people like the people who are truly at the top of their game. You know, they don't see themselves that way. It's a very humble. It was a very humble atmosphere. But they're now touring Europe. They're over in Holland, France, Germany, Belgium, England, and which is great for an indie band. Just, you know, they happen to have some connections and they're doing festivals and clubs out that way. And what a cool experience this is going to be for them.
Mm-hmm.
But the
mm-hmm.
main part of the show was performing the Dark Side of the Moon album. And how cool was that, guys? Did you guys enjoy that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did a really fantastic job. They put in all the sound effects and they played it in its entirety from start to finish. Verbatim.
Yes.
And kudos to David Celia for just nailing those David Gilmour guitar parts and all the slide guitar. And then they brought out the saxophone player for money And Kim doing the great gig in the sky. Everybody I know was just on pins and needles waiting for that to see how that was going to go off. And she did a fantastic job of that. Just great.
And she's singing and playing.
She's singing and playing. And did you catch like the crowd's reaction after? It was like everybody just went nuts. Like that was just it was they weren't clapping. They were cheering. People were cheering. It was so cool to be part of that. And Kim and Mikey, the bass player, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but they're getting married after they get back from Europe. We wish them a whole lot of success. And great show. It was a lot of fun watching the people dance and the band play on. But we do have to listen to a couple more songs, because this is the time of the show when somebody's out there, I know somebody's out there saying, Gary, shut the hell up and play some music, will ya? So we're going to listen to a band called 100 Years. This is Old Scratch on Father to Son.
Oh, the experts' ingenuity. mistakes. Profit from my 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 mistakes.
Listening to 102.7 FM CKMS Radio Waterloo. It's the Father to Son Show. I believe we're on the 10th edition of Indie Music.
You are correct, sir.
We have. What we just heard was Problems of the Professional by Divine Right from their album Automato. Very nice linguistic flair, Automato, from 2022. They're signed on with Fortune Stellar Records out of Toronto.
Great indie label. Yeah, and before that, we heard Old Scratch from the band 100 Years, their album Shoal Harbor from 2022. And they're from out west. They're from Edmonton. Mm. We like to play everything. We like to
play bands
from all over the country here on Father to Son. So I was watching the Gwyneth Paltrow trial. And you know what they were calling her during the trial?
No, what?
Gwyneth Plowthrough.
Oh.
Because, as you know, she was being accused of plowing into this elderly, older gentleman on the ski hill.
Right, yeah.
And I think it was in Colorado. Mm. And, yeah, so she was accused of skiing carelessly into another skier. But Gwyneth actually said the opposite. She said, no, actually, he plowed into me. So it was very, very interesting, like a he said, she said. And it's funny because, you know, on this public ski hill, nobody really saw what happened. Right. Everybody kind of saw them before, everybody saw after, but nobody actually saw what actually happened. So it was very compelling to see how they circumstantially brought these experts in to figure out what happened. And because it was basically a collision, where do they go to? They go to the physicists to solve. They go to science, right? We go to science because science gives us the answers to, you know, the questions that we have in the world. And they brought in a physicist, and he
proved by using a branch of physics known as kinematics that the velocities and the collision impacts and the injuries were not consistent with the plaintiff's version of events. And ultimately, he was able to convince, because after hearing the jury comments after, mm-hmm. they all said that it was this guy mm-hmm. that changed their mind. It was this guy, the physicist, mm-hmm. that convinced the jury that the plaintiff had actually run into her. So it was just fascinating. But you've always been asked, you know, why did you choose to study physics? And I think one time you said to me, if you want to understand how the world works, you ask a physicist.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
So you're studying not classical physics, though, right? Classical physics is physics that was basically got us to the early 1900s, I'm going to say. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we do classical physics still.
No, I understand that, but eventually,
like, when you think of Newtonian physics or Newtonian mechanics,
like, it became outdated.
Yeah,
with the dawn of quantum mechanics.
Yeah, as you get smaller and smaller, you need something more.
Right. So just quickly, so classical physics is a collection of theories that existed before the advent of quantum mechanics. Yes. Is that accurate statement?
Yeah.
Fair statement. Also known as Newtonian physics. And Newton, the guy, you know, where the apple fell out of the tree and hit him on the head, and that's how he discovered gravity.
You could also say Newtonian physics and Hamiltonian physics after Hamilton.
Okay.
He started thinking, he liked talking about forces. Hamilton liked talking about energies.
Okay.
And, like, you can think of a system as a sum of all these different energies, like gravitational energy or, you know, potential energy in a system, and then the kinetic energy of things actually moving.
Okay, so basically, Newtonian, Newton came up with three rules of physics, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm just going to go over them quickly. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Everything is at rest or in constant motion unless acted upon by an outside force.
Yes.
Okay, that's the first rule of motion, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When a force is acted upon by an object, that object emits an equal and opposite force.
Yes.
Okay? And then this is the one that you have a problem with. Momentum equals mass times velocity, which, like you said, is a very elementary version of momentum.
Yeah.
But obviously there are, you know, when you consider the outside world and all of the forces around us, momentum becomes a lot more complicated than just mass times velocity. Is mm-hmm. that your point?
Yes. Yeah, when we get, like, if you have something that spins, you have to account for its distance from, like, an axis. Like, if you have, say, like a string, and you have a ball on a string, and mm-hmm. you start twirling it around, you have a force, and then you multiply it by the radius of the circle that it's spinning around, so you have angular momentum and velocity, and it gets very complicated. But yes, that Newton's law of motion is that momentum linearly is the mass times the velocity.
Okay, so just give us, in your own words, and we're going to play a song shortly because we don't want to, you know, anybody's mind to be hemorrhaging or anything with all this information. So just give us, in layman's terms, how you would describe quantum physics then.
Quantum physics is the study of the subatomic and atomic scales. So any sort of the interactions and the physics behind very small particles on the order of the atomic.
Okay, and does that fall under the category of, the branch of physics that you are studying is?
Quantum physics.
Okay. All right, before we go into the next song, how can we segue into this song then? Scientifically.
Well, it's been proven that there is the person who wrote this song likes quantum physics.
All right, good enough. All right, let's go ahead and listen to local boy Jeff Bratt from Inverkip, Ontario with Love What's Left. We hope you enjoy this. From a guy who finds quantum research to be very exciting, that was Jeff Bratt from his album Money on the Dead with Love What's Left. So Ben, you were talking about quantum physics, we're talking about the University of Waterloo, we're talking about co-op placement, we're talking about research, and you just finished a term of school and you're going into a research project and you've been in previous research projects. What's going on with the research projects? What, I mean, we have no idea what you do. So could you give us an example of some of the things that you've been doing when it comes to quantum research?
Yeah, I've been in a lab taking circuits or different little, you know, wafers with different designs on them.
Okay, so we're talking about electronics here?
Yeah, just different circuit boards.
Okay, and when you say you work in a lab, do you work with other people?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How many people?
I worked with
Typically on a research...
One or two people at a time.
Okay, so typically on a research team, mm-hmm. what would you find? I'm going to say you have the head researcher, which is would be the professor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll have maybe like an assistant professor who okay. helps them along.
Maybe
you'll
a couple of a master's student or yeah, grad students.
You'll have grad students.
And PhD. And then you.
Yeah.
But you're going to be...
Yeah.
You're headed to...
I'll be moving up from position 4 to position 3.
Okay, so actually that brings up a good point. What are your future plans with respect to your education then?
Well, I'd like to pursue graduate studies, so I'll become a master's student or a PhD student. Probably one and then the other. That's usually how it goes. You become a master's student and then you become a PhD student.
Mm-hmm.
Masters, like when you complete a master's, it's more like you get told what you're doing. And then a PhD is more independent.
I see.
You have to come up with your own ideas and your own contributions.
Mm-hmm. And what does it take to get to that point? You have to talk to a professor and ask yep. him to essentially take you on as
yeah,
a...
Yeah, at least at Waterloo, it's more so than being accepted by the university. You have to be accepted by a professor who's willing to put in the money and time mm-hmm. to train you up. Cool. And then you have to read a bunch of papers, you have to... learn a lot on your own. You have to learn as much as you can from everybody around you. So then when you do a PhD, you have all of the skills to take your ideas and carry them out.
I see. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for that information. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that, but I want to get back to playing some music here. Mm. But I want to ask you one more question. Why did you come to Waterloo? Was it the reason was... because of the research opportunities here? Is that part of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, part of it. The other part was that everybody was telling me that it was the best place to go. So I was like, okay, I'll go there.
And is it the best place, do you figure, so far?
Yeah, I think it is the best place to go.
Okay.
For physics, math, science in general, I think it's really good.
All right. Okay, we're going to hear some... Actually, you know what? In the topic of science, this song is called Cell B16, and it's by Waterfowls. Enjoy.
Certain
lazy and afraid, I have squandered many treasures. I have a treasure meant to bring to the king. I have a hammer with which to mold the world, lying beside me in rust and ruin and rot. My body is in decline, but I have yet to stand up and begin my journey. My dreams grow stale and tired of waiting. Despite the many excuses I wear as a crown of thorns proudly, the truth is, I am skinless, spineless, unremarkably adrift, and dreadfully plain.
You are listening to the Father to Son Show on CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. It's the indie show. You know, CKMS receives dozens and dozens of CDs, as well as electronic submissions of independent music each week. And it is our mission here at Father to Son to bring that fresh indie sound to you, our loyal listeners. If you hear an artist or a band on the show that you really enjoy, let me know. If you're a part of a band or a musical project of some kind and would like to receive some airplay, contact me at gary@radiowaterloo.ca and I will personally make sure that your music gets on the air. And I love walking in. We actually love walking into the studio because we get things like this. And I'm holding up, what am I holding up here, Barb?
A huge pile of CDs.
Huge pile. It's like Christmas morning. Every time I walk through that door, I've got, okay, Bless This Mess. I'm dying to get home and listen to some of the stuff. Bless This Mess. We've got a band called Newport Electric. You know, Bruce Coburn sent in a CD, and it's on True North Records, which I believe is an indie label. So maybe he got dropped by the majors. Maybe we can get him in for an interview sometime.
That'd be cool.
And then we have beautiful Nuba and the Roots Renaissance Band with, I can't even pronounce this, but it's something. Jaywalking by Roxanne Reddy. She actually sent me a personal note. Yeah. Dear Gerard, because that's my real name. Dear Gerard, I'm thrilled to introduce my debut album, Jaywalking, and I can't wait to hear that. She's from Montreal. Then I've got two that I saved. They're still in the old package.
Right.
See, still in the package, and I can't wait to get home and open those and, you know, crack some brown pop
and
listen to some great indie music and hey, we'll be putting together our next show, and there's a pretty good chance that some of that stuff's going to be on the show. Wouldn't you say, Barb?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So we just heard from, let me see,
The Dirty Beat with Follow Your Leader Dead.
I shouldn't say those guys. Yes, that guy, because that guy. This is actually a solo project. Warren Funk is his name, and he's producing this. What you heard Ben read earlier was the Dirty Beat Quarter,
right,
which is a, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like writings. Yeah. We'll say writings, thoughts by Warren Funk. And presumably this is going to make up or at least help to contribute to his next project, his next musical project. So we don't know a heck of a lot about it, but it's really, really cool stuff. And yeah, we just wanted to read some of that and share that with some of our listeners.
Of course.
Ben, where's things going with your education? We want to know
what's happening. On Monday, you're starting your co-op. So.
Yeah, you start again on Monday, and just give us an idea of what you're going to be doing and where things are headed for you.
Well, I don't know exactly what I'll be doing. I've been told that I will be shooting lasers at diamonds.
Really?
That's what I have.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
I want to hear about these frickin' lasers.
Yeah.
Well, the goal is, after we shoot the lasers at the diamonds, they become quantum diamonds.
Oh.
And then they will exhibit some quantum effects that we can measure.
That you can measure. Interesting.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Well, will you promise to come back and tell us about it when you have shot some lasers at some diamonds?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be dying to hear about that. So I guess that brings us sadly, to the end of another episode of Father to Son, but we're not quite done yet because we still need to hear from one band, namely my homeboys from London, Ontario. And on behalf of the programmers and all of the hardworking volunteers who helped to keep this great station on the air, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. But most of all, thank you for your ongoing dedication to community commercial-free radio. Just a reminder that Father to Son can be heard every Saturday at noon and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. just before Requiem for Rock, the smartest show on radio. Ben, thanks a lot for coming in. Good luck with your studies. It's been a lot of fun. We really miss you on the show.
Yeah.
Will you come back soon?
Yep.
Promise?
Give me like a couple weeks to shoot some lasers.
All right. Actually, make sure you wear your safety glasses when you're doing that, okay?
I'll make sure you wear
your PPE.
I'll be sure to be pointing them at other people.
All right. Way to go. Okay. And with that in mind, we're going to end the show with a great band, an historic band from London, Ontario, my homeboys. Barb, do you want to introduce this one?
Sure. This is Love Gets Messy by 63 Monroe.
Thanks a lot for listening, and hey, peace out.
Cheers.
Bye.